10-4, is that okay, mobile?
Got my radio turned down just in time. Right down here at the bottom of GSP Airport. How's your day going?
Good, I'm on 85, not far from the GSP Airport.
Just took down some lasagna that Bernice had made and some monkey bread, which she'd never tried that before, I don't think, had you?
No.
And, boy, it was delicious. And apparently they liked it, too, because I noticed one grandson, he had 3 helpings.
Something like that, too, when the kids were younger. They called it monkey bread, and that was delicious. I could eat that stuff all day.
Bread on it, and I like it.
Hi, Shane.
Good evening, Miss Bernice. That food sounds wonderful. I'm sure it was.
We ate and then took it down there because they get off after 5, I guess it is, time they get home. So we made it just about on time. Rusty come out today, and I told him it'd be a lot warmer in the basement putting that radio in than it would be outside, and enjoyed the visit, and we got it in there. By golly, he got a new car, and it's not brand new, but it's new to him, and it's very nice. And you know how these new cars are about getting a radio in them.
Car has a 2018, I think it is, F-150, and there is nowhere to put that radio, basically. He's got a little Yaesu mobile rig, and it's just sitting up on his dash. He keeps it covered with a towel and a hat, because there's really not anywhere to mount them anymore. Everything is just, the whole compartment's filled up.
Talking to Rusty, and I suggested he do it the way I had with the remote cable, because he had a Yaesu 8800, and it was a detachable front, and so he ordered the cable, and we put the transmitter in the back, and luckily, he had a receptacle that was capable of carrying up to 15 amps at the rear of the vehicle. It's 2019, I think. And I forget the make. Was it Chevrolet? What was it, really? I don't remember. But very nice looking automobile. And so we put the transmitter in the back and the head of it up front, and then got the wires in there. About all I did is help him feed the wires, and he done most of the work. But it worked out good.
I know he appreciated your help. Now, I've got a 857, and it's got a remote kit. I have not used it yet, but the microphone has an extension cable, and it plugs into the, you know, the main unit of the radio. Is that how that one works, too? It goes all the way back to the rear of the car?
Small cable, it's about the size of a number 12 wire, insulated wire, and it's got a DIN plug on it, and you detach the face and run it to the transceiver in the back, and then just plug your microphone in the head and mount the head up on your dash someplace, and that's what we did, and use Velcro. And you want to buy the good Velcro. I had some there. It was good for 15 pounds. And he had just the perfect place back in the back for his. And worked out really good. Now, in my car, I did not have a receptacle in the back of that Avalon like he's got. He's got a cigarette lighter receptacle and one that's capable of handling more than normally. Mine, I had to run the wire underneath of the car, so my neighbor done that for me. And I run it in a plastic tubing and then put it up along the frame where it wouldn't be near any of the, you know, your exhaust system.
You're getting overheated. Yeah, that's good the microphone can plug into the head. That 857 is not like that. There's nowhere to plug it into the head, but I did want to tell you I had a conversation with a guy last night in Arkansas, WX0X, and his name was Shane, and he is a pilot for FedEx. We carried on for about an hour. It was a really nice conversation.
Outstanding. Man, you can go that long. Now, you're doing good, Shane. I haven't had one much over about 20 minutes in a long time. And that'll wear you out if it's ticking along pretty good clip. But I remember when I took my commercial radio license, there was a guy there. I knew it couldn't be him because he was up around 80 at the time, I think. And he was the ship's radio operator, and he was taking his second-class FCC test, and I was taking the first. And he, his call was W0OX, and they called him Wooks. So that's pretty darn close to what you just worked.
You heard it. I heard him calling CQ, and a lot of times I'll just plug him into the QRZ page just to see who they are and where they are. And as soon as I saw his name and he worked for FedEx, I was like, I got to talk to him. He told me he wouldn't hold it against me that I worked for UPS, though.
SN0TR. Roger on that. Yeah, I've talked to several airborne aeronautical stations over the years. One not too long ago, but most of the time they're running freighters. They do have HF, but I think they use that for their ACARs most of the time, which is an automatic positioning digital thing. And I'm not sure of that, but they don't use the HF very often. But he was out over the Grand Canyon someplace, and he was just coming in just clear as a bell.
Interesting. I guess they can, if they're licensed ham radio operators, I guess there's a radio on board that they would be able to use. I know my oldest son is a captain in the Air Force, and he was a Wizzo on the B-1 bombers for a few years, and he said they have access to every frequency there is, that pretty much is available. They have access on that airplane there, but he listened a lot. He just never used it. Obviously, he's not a ham radio operator.
They do. That is quite an airplane. I was on McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita, Kansas, and my our nephew was in the Air Force at the time. He flew C-130s, and he took me on McConnell years ago, and I got to sit on the wing of an F-16, actually. But those B-1s were sitting there, and at that time, they kept those nuclear bombers hot and loaded 24 hours a day there at McConnell.
I know they got decommissioned, I believe, under the last administration. Apparently, we don't need them anymore. So he moved out, and he's doing something now that he's not allowed to talk about. So I think I have an idea, but it wasn't from him. It's just, but anyway, he loves what he's doing. He's actually going to Las Vegas here in January for a 6-month schooling for what his program is. It's kind of like a Top Gun class for that, what he's in. He said it'll really help his career along.
In electronic countermeasures, I think it was O'Fallon, I'm not sure. But anyways, we go over that direction, and they had the capability of transmitting the things that I needed to hear on my electronic countermeasures thing. And it was very interesting, and that was one of the main places for it, was out there in Nevada.
Schooling and a lot of programs that go on there. He's been there before within the last 2 years for some other kind of big training or something that was going on. He was representing, that was when he was representing his outfit there with the B-1s. But anyway, I just thought I'd let you know about that contact last night. It did wear me out. I was already tired, and by the end of it, I was starting to stumble over my own fist there, sending wrong letters and having to back up. But I really enjoyed it.
This is N0TR. I made one contact last night, and I'll be danged if I can think of what it was now, Shane. It hadn't been much on, and I don't usually go up there above 14.020 or so. But sometimes I do, just to give the guy some workouts. But I did work in that Hawaii station a couple times the other night. I think I lowered myself to sideband. But I'll work anything if I see it on there. If there's nothing else, I'll go there. I mean, it doesn't matter, ships or special events or the W1AW station. Stroke 7 was on the other night. I worked it, and the KH6, I think it was. I think you said you worked that one. But yeah, that B1, there was a name for that, and it was capable of flying supersonic without afterburner. And it was quite a plane, and they had Nap of the Earth radar on that, so they could fly very fast and very low because it followed the Nap of the Earth.
The plane, they said it was a lot of fun to fly on, but I guess they weren't needed anymore or something. I don't know. They got decommissioned. I know they still have them, but they're... He wanted to transfer into something else, keep his career moving along. He just re-enlisted for another 12, or signed up for another 12 years. It'll get him 29 and a half years or something, and he said that'll get him his, 19 and a half years, and that'll push him to his 20 if he wants to go out then.
That'll tell you. Well, if he enjoys it, you know, and can stand being away from the family. Being away from the family in the military is a lot better now than it used to be in the old days. If we were overseas and I wrote Bernice a letter, I got to where I sent tapes, the little 3-inch reel-to-reel tapes back in the old days in the 60s. But nowadays, you just Facebook or however they do it through the Internet. And you can stay in touch with the family, which is awesome. That's the hardest part of it, the separation. But he must be something if he was a wizzle in one of those things. You got to have some smarts, I'll tell you for sure, Shane.
He's very gifted. He's single, and he's not that makes him gifted, but he doesn't have to worry about a wife and kids, you know, being away from them. But he is very intelligent. And picks up things really easy. He learned Russian, spent some time in Russia. He just likes learning, reading all the time. Just a very bright young man.
A fella I knew at the wheel plant I worked at for 4 years where they shut it down. And great worker, but he was always to himself. And I noticed he parked his truck way out and away from everybody else. Just a loner. And I knew he was Special Forces from talking to the other guys. So as I was walking down, this plant was like 15 acres. And we was going home one evening, and he was on maintenance like I was, only in a different portion of the plant. And I took my flashlight, and I sent him something in Morse code. And he didn't say anything. I walked up to him, and I said, I think I can take you. And I said, I heard you were Special Forces, but I said, what did I send to you? And he told me verbatim what I sent, which wasn't very much. And I said, well, if that's true, we got to confirm it, and you have to know a foreign language, and I'll be darned if you didn't start talking to me in Russian. I was impressed.
Was that LK? Yeah, some people are gifted that way. It's kind of like Morse code. There's people that it just comes really easily to, and then some of us have to work a little harder at it. Anyway, Tom, I've enjoyed it. I'm not far from where I'm going. I just wanted to say hello to you and Bernice and hope you guys have a great evening. And be careful driving the rest of the way home. I'm sure you're pretty close. Hope to talk to you again. N0TR, N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane, pleasure's all mine. Really enjoyed it. And we got to turn off a 101 here for about the next, three, 4 blocks, and we're home. Talk to you later, Shane. N4ZLK, N0TR, 73s. Have a good night and a safe night, Shane.
I meant to say 7-2 to you, N4ZLK.
QSL. See you later.